You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics around the world. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio. We're actually on the iHeart Podcast Network, to get that right. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Amazon Alexa, Spotify. We're on YouTube, Deezer, SoundCloud, Sonos, everywhere. Anywhere you can think. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You'll find us everywhere and anywhere. You can get music. And we're now also on the Sirius XM Radio Network. So we're everywhere that, you want to be. No, just kidding. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, music, or anything, just check us out. Like I said, type in Jenny's Real Talk in the Block. You're good to go. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, a.k.a. Jenny, and James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse. And together we're Jenny and the Muse. We have our co-host, China Myers, here tonight.
Hello, Jenny.
Normally, we would have our health segment, health expert, Derek Webb, but he's having a lot of technical difficulties lately. Can't seem to get this StreamYard thing working. I'm not sure what's up with that, but we'll have to coach him this week to see what's up and see if we can get him back on track. But
a lot of questions.
Right. Well, we have the three main hosts for the show, which would be Jenny, the Muse, and China Myers, who will now be featured on a weekly basis on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. So she is our official co-host extraordinaire, all the way from Pennsylvania. She's also an author. Check her out, Kate Myers. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S. Go check her out, Kate Myers, author. You know, you can find her. Just type it in. You'll find her. Her book,
Kate Myers. From my book.
And we got some great guests tonight. Real quick shout outs. We have a lot of bands on our roster. I do apologize. A little disheveled this evening. I don't have my book with me, so bear with me. I think I'll try to remember them all. Bands and artists that we manage through Get Real Global Artist Management. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbath, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star. Oh, Jesus. Hollywood Nightmare, Berserk, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers. We also have Lillian Sin, actress, Derek Webb, our health segment, and he's also an actor and a producer for a movie.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah. And then, of course, we have Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. We have Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo. We've got, like I said, Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare from the Hollywood area. We got Jane's Addicted. I know them. I have to wait till I cover that one. Don't interrupt me. I'm on a float, goddammit. Shut up. Anyway, you made me lose my train of thought. You suck.
I love it.
Anyway, don't do that. That was my final announcement at the end. I was waiting for that one because that's the new one. Anyway, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. And I think I got all of them except for we just signed a new one. Aussie Train, excuse me. Aussie Train and Jane's Addicted. They're both tribute bands. But our new one that we just signed as of yesterday to our management label, Wicked Star. They're a hard rock band from the LA area. Check them out. It's WIKKIDSTARR. Amazing stage performance. Great band. They have new music out. Go check them out. Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere. Go check out, like I said, Band of Family, Fallen Fury. We have so many bands that we manage. Just check them all out. You can go to our Get Real Global Artist Management page, and we will be having a list on there of all of our artists. We'll be making some new adjustments to that, as well as announcements for Band of Family and Wicked Star now belonging to our artist management family. Let's see. We also have a quick shout out to our bars and venues that we work with regularly and hope to be working with again very soon. Five Star Bar, downtown Los Angeles. We have Petey's Place in Tarzana. We have Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. And we're going to have a show there coming up May 22nd. That's a Saturday, May 22nd. We've got the Hyena, which is a cover band, the Paul Collins Band, which is a cover band. They do both do rock covers. From some very popular typical bands that you would listen to from this, like, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe. And then we also have Under the Sun, which is a Black Sabbath tribute. They're the headliner. And so the Hyena goes on at 8. Paul Collins Band goes on at 9. And then, I'll say that one in a second. And then, Under the Sun goes on at 10. So they'll probably be like an hour and a half, the headliner will. So going to be a great show. Come on out. Sounds and then like shout out would be to the Rainbow Bar and Grill, our buddy Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. And then a band that, of course, the Muse was wonderful enough to remind me of is Burn the Ships, which is a new metal band, literally NU, new metal. It's an actual genre, new metal. And it's like a rap and metal mixture, wow. Kind of like a Linkin Park type of thing. And they're also from Bakersfield, California, as is Band of Family. But we are here with our guests this evening. We've got, I want to say rappers, right? I was listening to some music. We have Easy Boulevard and his artist, Infrared.
So, I think Infrared is a rapper, and Easy, I think he does singing.
Okay.
I think he sings, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure, like, what, mm-hmm. you know, everybody has, like, a
their link, thing.
Like, a yeah, link. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, what genre they are specific.
I know.
So I always want to ask, you know, like, what they classify themselves as.
Exactly, yeah.
But great guests this evening, and they're nephews.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see them.
They're nephews of China.
Yeah, he's my nephew. I didn't want to brag.
Well, I'm bragging for you, so there you go. That's what co-hosts are good for, bragging for you.
Yeah.
if you want to bring them on, Ronan, that'd be cool. Easy Boulevard in here.
It's hey, Ethan.
Hey, what's going on?
Ethan Kennedy, but yes. We call him Easy Boulevard.
Right.
And you find him on Instagram and find him on Facebook. I shared all the links on my Facebook page, Jennifer Muse. So go there and check it out. Just click on the links and go check out what he does. He does some fine.
But you sing and you do other stuff too, right? What is your main job?
Like, my main thing is, first of all, I'm a songwriter. I sing and I rap, but I'm really focused on songwriting. That's what I do. I mess with a platform. It's called Music X-Ray, and it's a platform where you actually music and shop it to A&Rs within the industry, and they just buy the music. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much where I'm at right now, musically. And I do a lot of managerial and consultant work as well. Got a couple artists, so yeah, I'm excited about new endeavors into the music world. But my main focus is really about financial literacy. That's my main occupation and what I
We're gonna jump into that. I got a couple of questions for you.
All right,
but my first question is, that's right, because I want to jump right into it. I'm excited for everybody to hear about you, and I want our listeners to know everything. So, if someone were to ask you, who is Ethan Kennedy, what would you say?
I'd just say an ambitious person, you know, definitely a person that strives and puts 100% in whatever he does. So, loyalty is definitely another thing. I take that very serious. And yeah, just being, I got compassion in, as well. And yeah, I like to have a level of integrity. Like when you give somebody something, yeah, I really don't expect nothing back in return, but you just give it with a loyal heart. Then the universe will take care of the rest. You know what I'm saying?
So, amen. Yeah, I like that. That was a good answer. All right. Fun fact about you that nobody knows.
Fun fact about me that nobody knows. Okay, you got some tough questions.
Yeah.
I was her guest tonight, and she could, right, you know, she could do the questions.
All right, fun, I got you. I wish you would have prepped me on it. But, I like to
want to drop a bomb on you.
Yeah, I want to drop a big old bomb. Right. Come on, make your mama proud.
Right. I got you. I'm going to let you know, Sean. I cried the Notebook. That's right. Oh.
I cried at the movie Notebook.
Yeah, I cried. When I walked down like 10.
You're breaking up, Jenny. What'd you say?
I said it's a real man. Oh my God. He could cry at the Notebook and admit it.
How about it? Not too many men's going to do that.
And Charles Webb, too. I'm throwing that out there.
Charles Webb. He cried at Charles Webb. All right. What is your job title?
My job title is basically I'm a senior field trainer within my company. And what I do is just consult and advise people doing the best and that's the right thing financially. So with credit restoration, credit repair, and I help people launch their own businesses as well. It's independent contract.
All right. How did you get into this type of work? How did you get into it?
Well, I had a dear friend. She just started the business. She was new into the business. And then she relayed to me about she's in the business of credit repair. So I said, I've been dealing with the Board of Education for forever, you know, since 2006, my student loan been in default. So, you know, she asked me if I would like to take some action into this and actually get my credit repaired. So I said, absolutely. So I enrolled into the program. After like 3.5 months, I seen some great results. I got my two student loans deleted. Then I was like, okay, well, how do I do what you do? I was just so impressed how she consulted me and put me in the right position to get some deletions on my credit history and stuff like that. I wanted to jump in and get on the actual revenue side and learn and get educated on how to be a business owner as her. So,
well, that's my next question. What does your job entail?
What we do is this is exactly what we do. We basically from the beginning to the end, what we do is we just consult the person and we ask them simple questions about what's their credit score. So, from there, we just assess the situation. We have tools. It's called a protection plan. And we have lawyers in place. What we do is we attack any erroneous item on your credit under the 1971 Act that Congress passed. So any items that you've been having some problems with, we get the letters drawn up by the attorneys and from three different credit bureaus, and they draw up the letters. And then the client has to sign the letters. They get the packet within 7 to 10 days, and then they send it out to the credit bureaus. And then 30 to 45 days approximately, but you start seeing deletions on your actual credit report and stuff like that. But you just keep going month after month until you're satisfied. So,
all right. Yeah. That sounds excellent. So if I wanted to fix my credit, what would I have to do? What steps would I have to take?
Well, first step you have to do is get a 15-minute free consultation. I just have to find out what your problem is. So, like, if you've had a credit score and you're just low on your credit score, because it's not about just your credit score being low and you have negative items on your credit. I deal with a lot of people that they don't really have credit, zero credit score. So you want to rebuild too as well. So we have credit cards in play. And then we have another program. It's called Credit My Rent Program. I deal with a lot of real estate agents with that. And what that is what we do is implement your on-time rent payments. We go back 6 months, a year to 2 years, and we put that on your credit score. I mean, credit report. And that just makes your credit score jump and stuff of that nature. So.
Wow. That's great. Well, what if somebody said to you, so what, I have bad credit? What would you say?
So what if I had bad credit?
Yeah, well, so what? So what if I have bad credit? Who cares? What would you say?
Well, I'm not in the business of convincing anybody anything. Like, so if you got a person that's actually comfortable with having bad credit, I mean, I would just leave them where they're at because, I mean, in this world, it's about seeing results. And I'd rather deal with people that actually want to actually have some results in their life. So I could relay all day, but if they're really adamant on not worrying about their finances, I would just leave them there because I can't.
Okay. In your opinion, do you see a lot of people with bad credit?
Yeah, I actually do. Absolutely. There's a lot of people with bad credit, but more than my opinion about a lot of people with bad credit, there's a lot of people that just don't, that are unaware about credit. So it's really just bringing forth some knowledge on really about actually like credit restoration and actually how important credit is. And actually the importance of it is just basically just gaining your buying power back though.
Right. What's a bad credit score and a good credit score?
Well, you got a bad credit score, anything like 400, anything to 400, 500, it's poor, you know? So you get to the 600 level, it's fair credit, you know? And then 700 level, that's good credit, you know what I mean? Then high 700s, excellent. 800, excellent. So really, I'm just like, well, my job is basically, I'm trying to get, you can go within the program, I can help you as long as you want, there's no contracts or anything like that, but I just always try to get people to like 700 level, so they can actually have some foundation to stand on.
So my next question is, what is the benefit of having good credit?
Well, the benefit of having good credit is just basically, like I said it before, it's just getting your buying power back. A lot of this is America, and at the end of the day, you want to go around and you work all the time. You don't want to have to always put forth cash or put down your last to get something. You know what I mean? So there's a system in play, and the better your credit is, the better your buying power is. So the American dream is just basically being able to get approved for things when you know, approved for, you know what I mean, a mortgage, things of that nature. So, I mean, yeah, you just want to be able to live truly free. So yeah. At the end of the day, good credit will help you do that.
Well, here's a question. Now, don't take offense. Is your company kind of like the concept of pyramid idea?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. No, it has nothing to do with pyramid or anything like that. No, I don't get offended though by it, because at the end of the day, what like a pyramid is basically like a situation where you have people that are in the business, but the people that are in the business are actually clients as well, and like most of their clients and most of the people that are actually buying the service are the people in the business. So it's like they're in the business and they're buying the service. So it's actually like, so there's like no real big revenue. Our company's been open since 2004. It's been in building mode since for 17 years now. And so it's just basically about across the masses and across the country nationally. Yeah, we really have more clients than actual people in the business. A pyramid scheme is mostly just actually people that are in the business buying the service. So absolutely not.
Okay. Now for our listeners, if I or someone wanted to be a consultant, what would they have to do?
Well, first of all, we'd have to qualify you first. It's just a series of questions that we just ask you, you know? And basically it's like all about if you want to be a consultant, but it's not just about, because a lot of people come into things and they have an idea of, okay, opening their own business. Okay. It sounds great. It's glamorous. You know what I mean? And cause like, especially people that never did that before, but at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about your attitude. And it's about if you can coexist with everybody else within the organization as well. And you really have to find out what your why is, whether you're going to be an advocate for others financially or whether you just want money, you know. So but I really, when I qualify people, I don't really give them there's no such thing as a right or wrong answer. It's all about their attitude and how serious they are with them answering the question. You know what I mean? You
can have people
like a lot of money, and that's cool, you know what I mean? But then, and at the end of the day, they're go-getters, and they're wise to obtain a lot of money, and there's a lot of money to obtain in this business. But then you can have people also, you know, that want to be active for others financially, and their why is just to help people. And their why could be just to help people, but then they're not moving at all within the business, and they just want to just help people, but they're not producing or seeing results. So it's all about your attitude. That's what me.
That's it. All right. Well, you did good, I have to say. Give yourself a virtual pat on the back. Right. Now, I also hear. I hear you're into managing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We got
tell artists. Me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'll tell you the truth. We got an artist in East New York, Brooklyn. His name's Deshaun. He's 30 years old. He's official, man. I really love this cat, you know. He's family too as well. I love his energy. And it's a consulting team, a managerial consulting team. So my other cousin Charlie St. Bernard, his son Joshua, and myself. And it's called Milk and Honey Managerial Consulting Team. And so we're on the rise. Just anybody with any new talents or striving to be better. We definitely put you.
You're like Jenny. Jenny's a manager too. She manages bands and stuff. And
okay,
yeah.
If you hadn't heard like that whole litany of goddamn 20 fucking people, yeah. I have like 20 bands or artists, or yeah. I have dancers. I have a chick who's like she reads tarot cards and you know, right. I have a little bit of everything. Freak show performers, you name it. Anywhere from metal to goddamn hard rock to classic rock. I got tribute bands.
She does all it all.
Okay. I like old music.
I also throw my own damn concerts, including one for my birthday every year. Because I fucking can. And I live in.
Gotta love her. Gotta love her.
And, I book bands, I book the venue, and I throw some shit together.
Okay. She's like she's cakes chaos, huh?
Yeah, she's busy. What's your artist's name?
One of these days we gonna get your ass out here, Miss China.
Oh yeah, okay. As long as there's no earthquakes going on, I'll come.
Hey, I'm gonna be on the East Coast in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you coming? Where are you coming to? PA or what?
Flying into Boston.
Oh.
And then I'm going up to Maine.
Oh, shoot.
So, okay. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to wait to go see you, but you're in fucking Pennsylvania.
I know. I'm in PA. That's real far from here.
Christmas time.
Yeah. So, tell us about your guy you're managing.
Okay, so basically, I know y'all gonna kill me, okay? Because I like to be on time. I like to be prompt. But my artist... He has some family problems he has to deal with. He's running a little late.
Oh, sorry, that sucks.
But at the end of the day, when someone doesn't show up, you always gotta have somebody. You always gotta have a plan B in life. So I'm
good
always
for you.
I'm always prepared. Don't get it twisted.
We're gonna play the music, and that's what matters. You know what I mean? We're gonna play the music, regardless if we can make it or not. Things happen in life. You can't plan everything.
Amen.
But the great thing is that we can still feature the music, and that's, you know, like people can't see this right now. Like maybe, you know, like when they're listening on the app, right? They're listening. You're going to hear their songs. You know what I mean? Even if he couldn't hear, you know, in person, it is what it is.
Well, Jenny, hold on a second. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not the type of person that leaves an empty seat. I like to fill the seat. So I got I ain't going to just. I got my engineer here. He does. He did all the work on the songs.
And stuff. Very nice.
All four songs. His name's Jody Jozart, man. He's really shaking the building down here. I'm located in Myrtle Beach. We're at Glow Street Studios. I mean, you got to be the best to really step up in this building, man. I ain't going to hold you. This man behind these keys is something special.
Where are you? Myrtle Beach. Oh, is that what? North Carolina? South Carolina?
South Carolina. So I'm going to let him speak a little bit, tell him a little about himself, because actually the four tracks, I mean, they wouldn't have been done without him. So his name is Jody Jozart once again, and I ain't going to hold you. Without the man behind the keys, none of this music gets put out there. So
welcome, Josie.
He's about to pull up right now. Slide up here, Jody Jozart. I'm going to let him talk a little. I feel like
hello, Josie. How's it going?
Listen, you got to get the... Right. Let him say his name.
What's up?
It's like Mozart, but with a J.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in my real name starts with Joe, so it's my art, Joe's art. You know.
Got you. Yeah. Okay, I feel you.
Very nice.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I've been making music for a while. It even goes back to like high school. I was in like Triumph Music Honor Society. I did band. I was in choir, made all county choir, all county band. Did musicals, rap, sing, pretty much everything I could try to do in the arts. And then from there, just went and tried to make it on my own and make my own music, and then found myself engineering another artist that got to a platform that I didn't get into and just became a better engineer to where I could help people out like Easy and Infrared. And
good for you.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, my goal was always just be able to provide for my family by doing what I love doing. And I ended up accomplishing that. And hopefully it's not the end of how much I can provide for my family. And people like this get on, you know, to another level. And we get all the way
to where we go to the next level. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah. We all trying to get there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So who's your influences?
I ain't going. I'm keeping it straight real. I just went. Listen, I ain't going. I'm an artist. I'm a type of artist. I'm keeping it real. No, Joey, you gotta tell him. Cause for real. This now, I write all types of music. Right, anything. I'm talking about hood, love, freaky, whatever. If an ant crossed the road, I can write about it. I'm making that
spiritual.
Now, hot. Now, look. Just before I came into this joint, before I stepped on this platform with y'all on the talk show. What song did I drop, Jody? Well, tell him what song I dropped. Anyway, I'm gonna tell him. It's called Jesus, I Believe. Okay, so I just dropped this Christian song, and I did it for my wife, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to be in the right space to drop a song like that.
Yeah.
It can't be like basically like everybody ratchet in the studio going crazy, killing stuff, smoking weed, strippers, and all that in the joint. You got to be different. Different type of session.
Yeah, you gotta come with your Bible.
Out of me, because she keeps saying F this, and I just went down there and blaze this Jesus I Believe song.
Can't do
that. She cursed. I keep jumping.
Well, the great thing is we're internet radio, and I can swear like that. That's the great part. I'm not FCC regulated, and yeah. God help all of you.
We can do it.
I feel like this is Sesame Street. Which one of these things isn't like the other? Which one of these things just isn't the same?
She's so crazy. So let's hear a little bit of what you got.
This is a blonde white woman, and amongst all the beautiful color.
I mean, I want to hear it.
I love it. That's why I said it's like Sesame Street. You ever see this? let's play some songs. I want to play some.
Yeah.
What I do is what we call artist choice. The artist gets to pick the songs and in what order they would like to play them.
What are you picking, Ethan?
What would you like for your first song?
What do you want for your first song, Ethan?
Okay, let's play Intermission.
Okay.
Intermission. All right. I can tell you a little bit about it. You want me to tell you a little bit about
it? Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Go ahead.
All right. It's basically like this, man. It's a song about, I just want to bear the fruits of my labor. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm getting this money, any means necessary. And I'm just basically in a situation right now where it's like I've worked so hard. But it can pertain to anybody, though. It doesn't have to just be the streets. You work so hard, what you do in life. And then sometimes you just work yourself to nothing. So, and you don't get to travel, see anything. So at the end of the day, you work hard. You need to rest up and enjoy yourself and take care of yourself. And you got to take a break. So take an intermission. Go cross seas or something. Enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Whatever you like to do. So that's what it's about.
I like that. Ronan, can we please play Intermission?
Yeah, this is Easy Boulevard, a.k.a. Mr. Winmore. We back at it again, man. Glow Studios, you know what time it is? Intermission. One M F in the VIBs. I met a freak body, well sculpted, pretty brown sugar, busted open. I'm bouncing in the heat under palm trees, Miami. Body quiet on my top, says she wants some. She put it on me, girl. Clearing my mind from the workload. I play hard work,
paranoid lying in a mix of things. Yeah, I'm really that guy. Yeah, late bricks in the streets, amazing. Paper chasing to my intermission, vacation. Yeah, boy, enemy shit. What that mean? Got my feet up in the West Indies. I play the same Barbados in the VIP beach. I met a freak body roll, sculpt the pretty brown sugar, busted open. Shots fired, Peter roll, brains rung in the streets deep. Mobbing, putting it down. Niggas dying every day, boys, they pushing it out. 2.2 for 32. Copy, hit my line, word of mommy, yeah, boy. What that mean? Got my feet up in the West Indies. I played a scene in Barbados in the VIP beach. I met a freak body roll, sculpt the pretty brown sugar, busted open. Town in my hood, Brooklyn, Herkimer, and Sherlock is where my butter runs in the Jets. Howard, Gilmore, until then, Brownsville, billing out my chicken for the intermission. Yeah, boy. Intermission. What that mean? Got my feet up in the West Indies. I played a scene in Barbados in the VIP beach. I met a freak body roll, sculpt the pretty brown sugar, busted open. I'm bouncing in the heat under palm trees, Miami. Body quiet on my top, says she wants some. She put it on me, girl. Clear my mind from the workload.
That other business you guys. What? What is this?
Good job. That was awesome.
Wow, wow. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Very nice. For some reason, my mic, I can't click on it.
Yo, Jenny's crazy.
No, that's why I love her. She's crazy. She's the real deal. She's for real, for real.
Jenny jumped on before the interview. She dropped some acid before.
I know.
Jenny, she ain't playing.
She crazy.
That no, was cool.
Go I home. Think we just lost her.
I think we did too. So I guess you got to hold the brunt of it.
There we go.
Okay.
His phone was glitching or something. I don't know.
It sounds good now.
Like, why do I pay all that fucking money for goddamn phone service if it's just going to shit it's out true. On me?
Right.
I have 5G. Don't mess with me. And how did you know I dropped acid before the show, Ethan? were you spying on me? Oh my god!
He was in anyway. Backstage watching.
Why do you think he married me? That's why everyone loves being on my show because it's a lot of fun.
I really enjoy myself. I'm not even gonna lie. I appreciate y'all, and you know, I definitely get a good laugh. And but we're in the studio, as we can tell, so we're trying to work. So I had to like at the end of the day, you know, you always gotta try to fit everything in one box. So
right. Try to get all right, let's play another song. We got three more songs to play, so I want to make sure all we right. play all of them before you know we end at in yeah, like about 16. We got 16 minutes, so I want to make sure that we fit everything in, get the most bang for our buck, so to speak. Okay. What's the second song you would like to play?
I would like to play my actual artist song. Also, Jody Jozart actually engineered that as well. Without Jody, none of that would be possible.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called
What's the Name and What's It About?
Can't Quit. This is my artist Infrared song. It's called Can't Quit. Pretty much self-explanatory. It's just
gotcha.
Pain, testimonial type stuff. So, yeah. Hmm.
All right, Ronan, let's play Infrared, Can't Quit. Hell yeah, Jay Drill Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Say hi.
Suave on the track.
No hard though, bro.
AJB, you sound stuck.
Yeah!
I can't quit now. Nah. I got people depending on me. From the cell to the streets, they gon' feel it in their bones. All these bodies every week, I can't leave without my chrome. You might lose, you might win, but long as you make it home. I'm a body every beat, I'm leaving pain on every song. Memories reminiscing, got my head far gone. I never disappear. it's the op, I roll them up and move on. Never talk to the cop, loose lips don't last long. I can't hide my fucking pride, cause it's gon' show in every song. When it's murder time, my youngins massing up, they hitting home. Stick ringing, nigga, they gon' hit your ass like a phone. I might hit him with the Mac, but I know he pussy like a thong. When Bink died, man, I couldn't write no more songs. Man, the devil in my way, I couldn't even move on. I be in my feelings, nigga, I get that pen and write songs. I be hurt in that visit, and we talking on the phone. If you play with the game, we gon' straighten like a cone. Never thought I'd see my dog face on that tombstone. Never thought I'd see my dog fade away and go home. I've been plotting on the prize, cause I'm destined for the throne. I'ma test everything, cause I can't take it when I'm gone. Flashbacks got me putting so much pain in my soul. I can't quit now. I got people pinning on me. From the sales to the streets, they gon' feel it in their bone. And when it's murder time, my youngin' massin' up, they hittin' home. Never thought I'd see my dog face on that tombstone. And I can't hide my pride, cause it's gonna show in every song. Cause I can't quit now. I got people pinning on me. From the cell to the streets, they gon' feel it in their bone. All these bodies every week, I can't live without my chrome. You might lose, you might win, but long as you make it home. On my body every beat, I'm leaving pain on every song. Memories reminiscing, got my head far gone. I never diss a op, I roll them up and move on. Never talk to the cops, loose lips don't last long. Yeah!
Lips don't last long. Hell yeah.
Loose lips don't last long. I like that.
Hell yeah.
I like it. I like it. Infrared, really good. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that one's my favorite.
Yeah. We'll listen to the other one too and see which.
Ethan, we can't hear you. Unmute.
Unmute your mic. Uh-oh. We got you. Where'd he go?
Can't hear you.
Maybe go out and then come back in. No. Crazy.
You hear me?
Yeah. There we go. I can hear you now. Okay. Good.
Well, listen, my artist finally came.
Everybody, this is Tom. My husband Tom.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Look, it's a reverse Oreo. We got the. You're like opposite to me and JJ.
Flip. Hey, Infrared, how's it going? Hey,
Infrared, what's up?
Doing good, man. I had to then go handle my kids, get my kids situated.
Listen, don't worry about it. Life is crazy sometimes.
Yes, right, ma'am.
Family always comes first. Remember that.
Yeah.
I got a little boy and a girl. My boy one and my girl is four. March 16th, St. Patrick's Day, and December the 18th, Christmas.
Crazy. Well, I got a couple questions for you real quick because we're running out of time.
We got 11 minutes. And we still got two more songs to play. So yeah, fast.
All right. Who's Infrared? Who are you?
I came from a little town called Bucksport, and my mom named Big Red, so I wanted to be like Red, like the Raiders, so I wanted my name to be Infrared. So
what genre would you consider yourself in? What genre? Are you pop, R&B, what?
R&B, hip hop, rap, pop. I could do whatever. I'm versatile. I could sing. Because I came up in church, so.
Oh, see, that's good.
All right.
That's good. I was in the church choir when I was a kid, too. Hell yeah.
My grandma.
I was just going to say, how did you get into the game from church?
I was singing at first. I was in a gospel group with my cousins, but it ain't last long. I mean, we was kind of up there, but we broke the part. They wanted to go separate ways, so one of them be a preacher, and one of them, he's still singing, and I've been rapping, but I always wanted to sing with them, so they finally had put me in a group, and now I started singing and stuff.
Good
so,
for you.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. All right, we got two more songs to play.
Who inspired you, real quick?
Hold on, let me.
Who inspired you?
I've been inspired by a lot of old music, like, dang, a lot of slow jams. I just listen to all kind of music, like country music. I just like music, period. Nobody inspired me. I mean, I like a lot of different rappers, but I'm really just inspired by a lot of people, like, because I really love music.
You just love music, period.
I like
music.
Right. You can catch me singing something. Because that's just me. I'm just different. Like, I be thinking different stuff. I got a different mind. I be thinking outside the box.
Good for you.
Song. I'm serious. It's so hot. Tell them what the song is. Listen, the joint when you drop again, what's it called?
Oh, why? I did a little something different.
Go ahead.
I did a little something different on this. I did something like Michael Jackson, like R&B, like, cause it was this one song I used to always sing in elementary, me and my homeboy. So I wanted to try something different. And I came up with this song right here.
Do we have one of them?
It's the second song, yeah. Oh, what's the name of it?
Why?
Yeah.
W-H-Y. Why?
Yes. All right.
Okay. Why? By Infrared on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Fine.
And I've been stuck in the rain,
with nowhere to go.
I don't let this pain go. And I've been filled with some demons.
My heart's so cold.
I'm gonna let this pain go. I'm gonna let this pain go. It feels like my heart froze. Long nights on the road. Praying to God to make it so. Broken feelings got me broke. I've been living off of hope. I saw my love, but it don't show. I give my life, but they don't know this. I've been stuck in the rain,
with nowhere to go.
I'm gonna let this pain go. And I've been filled with some demons.
My heart's so cold.
I'm gonna let this pain go.
And I'm a fucking savage. Everything that I wanted, you know I had to have it. No father figure, my mother, she was my fucking daddy. I'm balling out, it ain't March, but all this fucking madness. They know I'm fly, I'm the shit, look at you fucking maggots. Hard times turn me to a demon. Love outside my body, feel like my whole soul screaming. He was giving love away right before he noticed. I need that shit back and I ain't talking scoliosis. Same niggas, but you think that they gon' ride now. Now I'm fucking balling out, you on the sideline. Try to play me close, shit ain't sweet, this ain't no my type. Where I'm from, we handle fucking beef just like it's Five Guys. And we gon' fucking walk them down. How about you pop out? I'm Jimi Hendrix with the stick, it's time to rock out.
And I've been stuck in the rain.
You guys are very talented.
Okay, what's going on? You can hear us?
Yeah, I said you guys are very talented.
That was really good. I like that.
We have one more song.
I don't know. What song?
We're gonna have enough time for that?
Do we?
We have 4 minutes. Run. I don't think we're gonna have enough time.
You're not gonna have enough time. Well, it was great having you guys, and we gotta have you back again because you're doing more stuff, right?
The last few minutes, what we do is we do like a wrap up. So what we do is we ask you, where can people find you on social media, your websites, things like that?
Okay.
I'm on YouTube. That's the music downloaded and put out through a distribution platform.
What's your actual Instagram, dude? Because when I tried to tag you, I had the one that Ethan sent me. It was just at Infrared, but it didn't go anywhere.
Infrared NHL.
Okay, that was you. All right, yep. I wanted to make sure that I was going to tag the right person. Okay, cool. Yeah. Just making sure. Right. Where else can you be found? Facebook. Twitter's real available now. Snapchat,
Facebook.
Snapchat.
Okay, I'm Infrared. I'm just Infrared on Facebook, on Snapchat. I'm Infrared NHL.
Okay, I got you. Where can people find you, Ethan?
You can find me on Instagram. It's called BoulevardEasy@gmail.com. That's my email. And then BoulevardEasy on Instagram. And then my regular name, Ethan Kennedy on Facebook. And my business page, Wealth. You can find me on that, Mr. Ethan Kennedy. Don't forget our engineer.
I was about to ask, where can we find you as well?
You do the magic back there.
Social media and whatnot, yeah.
Social media on Facebook is Jody, Joe's Art Chestnut. And on Instagram, it's DIR by Joe's Art, like directed by Joe's Art. That's how you get the best way to get in.
And you all have like Infrared. You have a page on an account on YouTube, right? You said with your videos, your songs, stuff like that.
It's Infrared NHL on YouTube.
You can
just type in it and everything should pop up. I got old music up. I ain't really putting none of my new music out, but it's coming soon.
See, like really, really, what's going on? We in the beginning stages of this right now. So Spotify, all that's coming soon right now. But we got the BMI and ASCAP and everything's copyrighted. So we licensed, so we able to put it.
Very nice. Right. Very good.
Great having you guys.
Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate you. And I love the music. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting out new stuff. Keep reaching for the stars. Don't give up no matter what anybody says. Keep living your best life and keep being you and doing what you love. Don't let anybody ever stop you from that. It'll make you way happier. And you should be very proud of yourselves for putting good stuff out into the world, especially helping people with their finances and getting on track with their credit and starting businesses and whatnot. And also the music that you put out, and whether you're the producer, the engineer, the artists themselves, the management, all of it is it's all one big thing. It's not just like it takes all these different people to make one thing happen. One album to get put out takes many people. It's not just one person. It's like several people. There's a lot that goes into all of this. So,
and all you guys so are talented. So I know you're going to go far.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Hell to the yeah. And I also wanted to shout out not to cut y'all off, but I got in this position to help out Easy first, and then he got a position to help out Infrared, but also the studio that I work for, Glow Street Studio.
Right.
If it wasn't for them, then I wouldn't even be here. So, everybody helping each other.
Right. Paying it forward, right?
And thank you to China Myers for being with us tonight. Thank you to the Muse. This has been Jenny. Till next week, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.